Hey everybody, it's Anthony Decker, Decker Real Estate Group, out here getting it done as only Decker can. Today's topic, do not be a spoiled brat. What does this mean? What has happened? What's going on? So, got a call from a young lady who wanted to go see a house. I've touched on it before. You don't need an agent to just jump up, run, and show you a house. She called me. She said, hey, I want to see this house. Fantastic. Be more than glad to show you this house. Have you applied for a mortgage yet? She says, yes, I'm pre-approved. Okay, awesome. Who are you pre-approved through? I don't want to tell you who I'm pre-approved through. Okay. Now, me being a real estate professional, doing this day in and day out, when someone doesn't want to tell you who they're pre-approved through, it's a red flag that they have not been pre-approved. So, I ask again, who are you pre-approved with? I work with several lenders, I'll work with any lender, but we got to know that you've been pre-approved, that you're comfortable with that price range, that you've actually sat down with someone and went over payments. So she says, do I need to contact another agent to show me the house, or are you going to show me the house? I will be more than glad to show you the house once you let me know that you are a pre-approved and ready buyer. She says, never mind, I'll find someone else to show me the house, click. So don't be a spoiled brat, because more than likely she is not pre-approved, she is not ready to buy a house, she has not sat down with someone and went over the numbers. She gets her way, but what's going to happen is she's going to find an agent who is not going to take care of her, who is not going to look after her best interests, who is going to do whatever she wants them to do, whether it's in her best interest or not. And then what will happen is she won't be happy. And then, I had a bad experience. You had a bad experience because you didn't listen. That's on you. So if you want to be a spoiled brat and try to get your way, when someone's trying to help you and make sure that you're taken care of, but you decide, no, I'm going to do things my way, that's on you. So don't be a spoiled brat. These questions are designed to make sure that you are comfortable and ready. Now, if she had told me who her pre-approval was with, not a problem. I would have reached out to that mortgage officer. Hey, is this buyer pre-approved? Have you sat down with them? Have you went over their, you know, what the payment is going to be in this price range? And the mortgage officer would have said, yes, no, well, we just ran her credit. You know, she's good, but we haven't talked about payments. And then we would have talked about payments to make sure that she was going to be okay with the payments, with what, you know, that property was going to cost. But she wanted to throw a temper tantrum, and she didn't get her way, which is fine. So it is what it is, but you got to know, don't be a spoiled brat, because you end up getting in trouble. Because you may think you're getting your way, you're getting what you want, what you're wanting, but after you get into it, you don't. So don't be a spoiled brat. Because I'll tell you right now, if someone comes to me like that, goodbye. I don't need that kind of business and that kind of drama in my life. If you don't trust me as a professional to help guide you through the home buying process and to take care of you, then I'm not going to work with you. You can go get someone else. So, moral of the story, don't be a spoiled brat. Questions that are asked are specifically so that we know that you're comfortable. So, if you guys have any questions about buying or selling, let me know. That's what I'm here to do. 270-256-3501. Thank you, guys.